My name is Jocelyn Bell Burnell, and I'm an astronomer in the University of Oxford in England. And I have many different titles. I could be professor, I could be doctor, I could be dame, I could be Ms. That's probably all, but I'm happy to do without any of them.
That is, but I mean, it's pretty, you have a lot of honors and a lot of awards. Can you talk to, I've already got some questions emailed from me from students who are going to watch the recording. Is it okay if we just jump right into the questions so we don't take up too much of your time? And any of you who are here live who would like to ask questions, go ahead and message them in the chat. So Dr. Burnell, what was it like? Obviously there was a gender disparity issue in astronomy in the 60s. Can you talk to us a little bit about your career as far as your breakthrough with the radio pulsars, is it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Can you talk about how that happened and kind of what that is?
The radio pulsars came very early in my career. I'd been through high school, I'd gone to university and done a degree, and then I stayed on to do 3 years of research, which is what gave me the title doctor. And it was during that research that I accidentally discovered pulsars. I was in a very prestigious place, Cambridge University, and I was quite overawed by how prestigious it was. I was quite sure they'd made a mistake admitting me, that I wasn't bright enough to be there, and that they'd discover their mistake and they'd throw me out. So in case anybody listening ever feels the same, here's quite a good technique for dealing with that. You say to yourself, yeah, maybe they have made a mistake. Maybe I'm not good enough for this place or this job, but until they throw me out, I will work my very hardest. I will do my best so that when they throw me out, I won't have a guilty conscience. I'll know I've done my best. And I just wasn't good enough for whatever it was they needed. So in case students meet situations in the future where they feel much the same, I'd recommend that strategy to them. Work your very hardest so that when they throw you out, you won't have a guilty conscience. And they probably won't throw you out.
That is wonderful. And I love the story about when you went to secondary school, about how they were split up between the boys and the girls for science, and how you finished top of the class when they moved you over. And I just found that absolutely astonishing as far as persevering through such unimaginable adversity back in the 50s. So we have a question from Sophia. And Sophia, I'm going to let you unmute and you can ask Dr. Burnell.
Well, first of all, hi. It's really nice to finally meet you. I've been interested in astrophysics for a really long time, and I would like to ask you if you know what kind of professional opportunities do astrophysics studies have?
Yeah, astrophysics is a great subject. Places are a bit limited, not as bad as in some areas, but they are a bit limited. So I would recommend that you go to college and do a physics degree, straight physics. You can maybe do some astrophysics options, but keep your options open by doing a regular straight physics degree. You can then move into astrophysics if that's still what you want to do, or there are many, many other things you can do with a physics degree. But I recommend not focusing too early on the astrophysics, just in case you don't make it for some reason. You'd be better with a, a multi-purpose physics degree rather than specializing too soon. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, and thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Great question. So one of the kids emailed and they wanted to know, what does a black hole look like? Have astrophysics been able to come to that?
Yeah, we've got quite a bit of understanding of black holes now, although we're still working on them. The black bit says a lot. You can't really see a black hole directly. You can see its effect on the things around it. You know, if everything is rushing into a black spot, you might suspect that was a black hole, for instance. But you don't see the black hole itself, only its effect on the things around it, particularly the things close to it. So it's a bit hard to say what a black hole looks like, because it looks like black and a sort of hole, a bit like the plug hole in a sink or something.
That's a good way to kind of simplify it. Speaking of simplification, well, a teacher emailed and they wanted to know, is there any way that you can explain to young kids how big the universe is?
I don't, to be honest, have a very good description, really. It is enormous. There are millions and millions of stars and millions of galaxies. I think probably saying it's so big, we don't know how big it is. It's maybe the most honest, and maybe a kid can absorb that. Whether they believe it is another question, but
it's absolutely infinite. So one of the little ones, and we'll let you go in a little bit, but one of the little ones, they wanted to know, at what point did you realize that you wanted to pursue a career in astronomy and astrophysics?
I was about age 13, probably. I had got to study science and knew that I liked physics very much. Indeed, of all the science we did, physics I liked the best, and it was my best subject at school. So I thought, right, I'm probably going to end up being a physicist, but there are many, many, many things you can do if you study physics. So then I was saying, well, what kind of physicist am I going to be? I'm going to have to be a bit more specific about what kind of physics I want to do. And I ended up reading a book. It was actually a book my father had brought home from the library. And in school at that time, we were doing what happens when something goes round in a circle, the forces on it. And in this astronomy book, I'm reading about these great big galaxies that are collections of stars, with all the stars going round in circles. I thought, wow, I like that kind of physics. I could be an astronomer. So it must have been at about age 13, maybe 14, I decided I'd really like to be an astronomer if I can.
That's wild. And then from astronomy, you made that jump even further higher up to astrophysics. And, you know, you truly are a trailblazer. I've watched a number of your interviews and your TED Talks, and it's absolutely an honor to be able to connect with you. One of the students in Ms. Pullum's class, they wanted to know, they're throwing their hands up in the class. They wanted to know, what are your thoughts on NASA?
Yeah, NASA's done a lot of fantastic work. It's been important for the development of a lot of our understanding through the satellites and things they've put up. So it's probably been, of all the space agencies, I think it's the one that's made the most impact in the world. Probably because it's had the most money, to be honest.
So back in your day, this is just coming from me, but back in your day when you had to keep track of this stuff, I mean, I've seen your ledger, the paper pencil ledger that online, when you discovered that first radio pulsar, how do you see the influence of technology? Have you seen it vastly fast forward your industry, or and do you see it where do you see it, like maybe 10 or 20 years from now, with the influence of technology?
I've seen huge changes in my lifetime, because when I was younger, there weren't computers. They just hadn't been invented. And then they gradually come in, and now nearly everybody has a laptop computer or an iPad or something like that. So computers have made a huge, huge difference in our life, and also made a big difference in science, because they can help us analyze a lot of data from our observations. And that's very important. I wish I were a little bit younger. I would have adapted more easily to computers. I'm not as natural with them as some younger people, but I sort of manage. But they are very, very important and will continue to be very, very important. Yes.
That's absolutely wonderful. So we don't want to take up much more of your time, but before we let you go, is there any advice that you would give to these students as they go off into the world? If someone is accomplished as you are, what kind of advice would you impart on them as they kind of figure out what they want to do?
I would say, first of all, work hard at your schoolwork, work hard at college work if you go to college. Try and keep your options open. Choose to study subjects that which give you several possible ways to go. You know, don't foreclose too early on some possible tracks through life. Because when you're young, you don't really know what your skills are, what your particular skill set is. Teachers can help you understand, but you're still developing. So who knows at one level? So my main message would be, keep your options open as much as you can.
That is absolutely wonderful advice. And we hope and pray that one day you can join us again. And I want to thank you for your time today. We really appreciate you. And we hope all is well over in the United Kingdom over there. And before we let you go, before I end the meeting for all, I'm going to allow everyone to unmute. And can we all say thank you to Dr. Bernal? You can unmute, Ms. Pulliam. Go ahead and thank you so much for your time. We appreciate you. And we hope everyone is safe, happy, and well. Bye.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.